Did you feel the earth move? We gave license to a preacher to go till midnight, and he didn't take it. I'm going to send you the proof next year. G. Campbell Morgan said that three things are essential for great preaching: truth, clarity, and passion. Now, I'll speak for my brethren, but I think we've had all three this morning. And we trust that God will add to what has been spoken to each one of our hearts. Now, lunch will be served shortly, and if you've been here before, you know that Brother Marv has already reminded us that this is Valentine's Day, so we have high standards here in Jackson, and so we believe the noon meal qualifies for you men, that this is a dinner date for your sweetheart, so you don't have to take her out when you get home. Those of you who are Dutch really like that. We will, as I mentioned this morning, go down to the basement through the ramp and the wing here. And as soon as I'm done with the announcements, the brother who closes in prayer should also give thanks for the food. If you've been here before, you also know that we're square foot challenged in the basement, so just be mindful of that when you complete eating. If you could make your way back upstairs, so if we need to, and I think we will today, have to have a second seating, then that allows the staff in the dining room to clear the tables and make room for the next seating. So just try to be mindful of it. I know it's hard. We love to visit. I'm guilty too. So try to remember there are others waiting in line to eat. And the next meeting then will be at 2 o'clock. Again, feel free to save a seat, but just be in it on time. And we're going to make a challenge for our brother Al this afternoon, because our master chefs, Ken and Jeannie Van Dorn, have prepared a delicious lunch of roast beef and mashed potatoes and green beans and salad and rolls and pie, just all the things that make for a great afternoon ministry meeting. So the standard has been set. Let's sing a verse or two of number 424. O Jesus Christ, grow thou in me, and all things else recede. My heart be daily nearer thee, from sin be daily free. And I think this fits very well the tenor of the ministry we've had this morning. Let's just sing the first and the fourth and sixth verses. 1, 4, and 6 of 424 will stand, and then again at the end of the hymn, whoever closes in prayer, please give thanks for the food.